Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Renee.
The U.S. Airways bankruptcy, it's just the latest in a series of corporate failures, and this week could bring some more unsettling news for American investors, won't it,
That's certainly true. With the corporate restatements that the Securities and Exchange Commission has placed a deadline saying anything that you need to restate, let us know by this week, and who knows how many there will be. There could be hundreds. And the interesting question is, what perception of the economy will that produce? You know, interestingly enough, Renee, in looking at money market polls and various ones, the national perception of the national economy has gone way down from about a 70% favorable rating to about 30% since the beginning of President Bush's term. But the personal economy has stayed pretty even, with people giving it about a 60% approval rating for their own personal economy. And of course, that's been what's keeping the economy going, that consumer confidence, confidence in your own economy, in your own economic situation. Now there seemed to be a recent Commerce Department report saying that wages have been stagnant over the last year. That could start to change that perception, particularly since health care costs are up and coming out of paychecks. So there's a dicey period that we're going into now in terms of perception of the economy.
The Federal Reserve is scheduled to meet this week. Is there any expectation that it might lower interest rates?
Well, you know, there wasn't much. And then last week it started to build. And as it started to build, the market started to do better. Then the problem comes is people start to expect the Fed to lower interest rates again, and it doesn't, then there's an effect on the market. This is so psychological that it becomes very difficult. But, you know, right now, interest rates are not really the problem. Mortgages are at the lowest in many, many decades. Cars are selling because they have, in many cases, zero interest rates. There is an interesting question about the Fed lowering interest rates now in order to raise them later, because the federal deficit is growing to such a degree that it's likely that at some point along the way they are going to have to raise interest rates.
Well, you talk about the federal deficit, and there are certainly lots of pushes on spending. Homeland security, of course, is one. The possibility of war with Iraq, that's another.
And, you know, one of the things we saw this past week that I think was quite interesting was a little bit of a pullback on all of the war talk about going into Iraq. The outgoing majority leader of the House, Dick Armey, raised questions about it and talked about the questions of international law. But I think beyond that, there is a lot of concern about the cost, that allies would not be participating to the full degree and taking up their slack, their part of the slack, and paying for the war, and what kind of oil shock might come as a result of the war and what that would mean for the overall economy. So it's interesting. On the one hand, you've heard sort of voices saying, hold on here a little bit on Iraq. On the other hand, there seem to be growing voices, particularly in the conservative political community, saying, let's do not just something about Iraq, but let's also do something about our relationship with Saudi Arabia.
And if there were a rethinking of U.S. policy towards Saudi Arabia, what would that mean in terms of the war on terrorism? And is there really a rethinking?
Well, the Saudis seem to be worried that there might be a rethinking. Their foreign minister, Prince Saud al-Faisal, did speak over the weekend, made a big point about the fact that Iran had handed over some al-Qaeda representatives to Saudi Arabia and that they were being questioned, but not questioned by the United States. They seem worried about a briefing that was given to some advisors at the Defense Department calling Saudi Arabia essentially an enemy. But Saudi Arabia has been seen as necessary in this war on terrorism. Even so, the United States is amassing troops in smaller Gulf states in case an attack on Iraq has to come from someplace other than Saudi Arabia. This could be a real shakeup of all the relationships in the region.
Cokie, thanks very much. NPR's Cokie Roberts.